This is North Shore Today for Tuesday, November 29, 2022, brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Moynihan Lumber supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. Mostly cloudy today, temperatures in the low 40s. The MBTA may be considering taking some Lynn properties by eminent domain. The Daily Item is reporting that the storefronts under the rail tracks on Mount Vernon Street may be under consideration for being taken by the MBTA, according to the owner of the property. The MBTA is currently working in the area to make the Lynn Rail Station safer, and the property may be needed as a part of that construction plan. The Saugus Town Meeting approved the purchase of a property in the Cliftondale Square area as part of a plan to improve the parking in the business district that is in need of upgrades. The property, according to the Daily Item, is valued at $634,000 and will be used for parking. Governor Charlie Baker will be discussing the progress made in his administration today on the opioid epidemic at a conference in Quincy that will feature several state leaders, including Attorney General and Governor-elect Maura Healey. In a related story, Salem News State House reporter Christian Wade is reporting that the state will receive $130 million in a settlement with two pharmaceutical companies that is related to the opioid crisis. The two companies, Teva and Allergan, according to Healey, contributed to the nationwide public health crisis that has claimed thousands of lives. And the Newburyport Chamber of Commerce is sponsoring three Friday nights of downtown shopping so business can promote the stores with added shopping enhancements, such as snacks and refreshments. The first Friday night will be this Friday, December 2. Sports next with Bill Newell.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Hi, everyone. I'm Bill Newell with sports. The Celtics beat the Hornets last night 140-105. Jason Tatum with 35 points for the Seas. The Bruins host the Lightning tonight at the Garden. Swampscott football coach Bob Serino announced yesterday that he will be retiring. Serino took the Big Blue to two MIAA Super Bowls. North Shore teams are preparing for this week's Super Bowl. They include Kipp, St. Mary's, North Reading, and St. John's Prep. Prep in Division I will be going up against what many believe to be the top team in the state, Springfield Cathedral. This is Prep coach Brian St. Pierre.
Well, they should probably play in the SEC instead of high school football in Massachusetts to start there. But, I mean, they're loaded. They're heavy senior, very veteran group. The quarterback is special. He's such a dynamic player. And, you know, they build it around him, but they're really good up front. Defensive line is as good as we've seen all year. So they pose a lot of challenges. But we're playing really good brand of football right now. We're playing our best ball of the year, and we're looking forward to it.
St. John's Prep head football coach Brian St. Pierre. We will have complete Super Bowl coverage this weekend on the website. Along with Rick Moore, I am Bill Newell. Thank you for joining us on North Shore Today.